everyone, and welcome back to the American Israelite Newspaper Podcast, the Let There Be Light Podcast. And I am one of your co-hosts, Netanel Ted Deutsch, and I'm here with my other co-host.
Finally, I've returned. I've returned from the depths of the middle of America, Chicago, after traveling a lot and having holidays. I am Julie Burnson Brook from Highland Park, Illinois, originally, and I was trying to go back. It just didn't work out.
What's that song from Welcome Back, Cotter?
That you can't go back?
No, isn't that like, your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back.
I didn't have dreams to have a ticket out.
Remember that Welcome Back, Cotter?
Right. My dreams were to be mayor of Chicago and live downtown Chicago in a high-rise with a doorman. That was my dream.
Oh, goodness.
And what did I end up in suburban Cincinnati?
With me. Doing a podcast.
Doing a podcast. So today is actually Friday, October 1st, 2021. Yes. And it is the 25th of Tishrei, 5782. And we've been gone. We've been gone for a lot of different reasons between holidays. And you had a negative test on your COVID, even though we all think it was probably positive.
Yeah, I had the COVID for like 3 weeks.
And you're still snorting and sniffing. So
I still have a little bit coming out, but it's not like I was a couple of weeks ago. Believe me, it was just coming out like.
Thank you for sharing.
Yes, it was not good. It was not good. It was ugly.
And no one wanted to go near you.
No, I had the window open. I was like, you know, by the window, getting that fresh air, trying to get the fresh air.
Did Stephanie get sick from this?
She actually slept downstairs. She was like, I'm not sleeping. You know, just if you're with sick.
Like most women, she said, I'm not sleeping with you.
Wait a minute. Wait. So I think that kind of mitigated her getting sick for just give me a couple of days, 3-4 days, till I was like through the worst part of it. And then I started recovering. But I didn't go to services. I have not been able to go to services to say Kaddish for Mom. And it's, I mean, I feel it right here. You know, yeah. I feel, you know,
verklempt. That is hard. But you could Zoom it. You could Zoom it a little bit.
Well, and you know, you have to go and have a you have to do it with a minion. You have to, you know, say Kaddish to the minion. And I couldn't go to Sukkot services and, you know, shake the lulav and the etrog in my own house
and so far the only person you have fully infected is our own Miss Melissa House, the savior.
She's probably got this on her own. She did not get it from me. So you just keep pinning this stuff on me, aren't you? Know you just, you're always causing trouble, aren't you?
Right,
always stirring the pot. Stirring the pot, Brooke.
I'd like to be smoking the pot, bro.
Yeah, I know.
In the meantime, you know, we're going to go back just a couple of issues and talk about the few of the front pages that we missed and a few of the obituaries that we haven't been able to say. Yes. But it seems that Rabbi Gary Zol has been on our front cover twice. He was on it the week of September 16th for the Jewish community represented at the virtual Festival of Faiths. And I remember this from last year. It seems like just yesterday we were doing this, talking about the Festival of Faiths.
Right.
And then he's also on because he was the featured speaker at the Chautauqua Institute. That's that educational camp for adults, right?
Yeah, well, it's kind of like a TED, you know, thing where, you know, or even like
I've
the Aspen
Institute. I've heard a lot about that.
Everybody, people go there during the summer and, like, take classes and listen to lectures and stuff.
And this year it was live, or did this they
no,
did
yeah,
this,
live.
They did
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
okay,
live,
I've heard it's a wonderful. I understand it's a wonderful educational opportunity.
All right, so from I'll do these as we go along, but from the 16th we have some death notices. So I wanted to bring them up. Ernest Zimmerman, age 88, died September 10th. That was the 4th of Tishrei, 5782.
And then Frida Garber, and there's also a lovely story about her on page 26 from September 16th. Nidan, age 97, September 8th, 2021, the 2nd of Tishrei, 5782.
So if you remember now, I grew up with Cindy Garber.
Correct.
And so back in the day when I was in high school, she had a car. She had a 73 or 74 280Z.
Right.
And it was like a copper colored with a beige tan interior with the T-tops. and she would give me rides home from school. I love that car. That was like the greatest car. And so I would be so happy. So I was buddies with her, and this was mom.
And this is also the grandma of the late Otto Warmbier, yes, who passed away from an experience that he had.
Yes, in North Korea. Yes. All right, so.
And then the last one is Isaac
Mezvinsky.
Mezvinsky, age 97, September 7th, 2021, the first of Tishrei 57, 82. And so, there was also a full article about Ed Asner in that issue.
Well, his son was talking about his father and how great of a father he was. And he was actually a pretty funny guy.
Yeah.
Very funny guy. So then we did talk about Rabbi Zola. And then we move on to obituaries from the 23rd. All right, so David Bloom, age 97, September 16, 2021, 10 of Tishrei, 57, 82.
And the next one is?
Benya
Leshevinsky, age 90. You always give me the hard ones. Age 95, September 16, 2021, the 10th of Tishrei, 57, 82.
And then there's a typo here. There's two David Schneiders. There's actually only one David Schneider. David Schneider, age 95, September 16, 2021, 10 of Tishrei, 57, 82.
And then Cynthia Marling Niskuro, age 67, September 7th, 2021, the first of Tishrei, 57, 82. And there is a full article about Dr. Milton Kramer, who was a
very famous guy.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, so I went to school. See, I know I have a connection to everybody. You know, I do. I know everybody in Cincinnati. So one of his sons was Danny Kramer. And Danny Kramer, they lived in North Avondale. And so I knew Danny Kramer from North Avondale School and then also Walnut Hills. And he is an attorney in New York.
Okay.
And if you remember several years ago, Stephen Cohen, the guy that ran SAC, which was a hedge fund guy, he was like a billionaire. And Danny was one of the attorneys representing him.
Wow.
So he's pretty major guy.
A good Cincinnati boy.
He's a good Cincinnati boy.
Made good again.
Yeah, he's done good. So I think he's at one of the big law firms. Once in a while, he'll send me a card from New York to the Israelite.
Yeah.
All right, so then we move on to this week's issue, which is Thursday, September 30th, and today being the 1st of October, which is the day after it came out. So Jewish Cincinnati kicked off the bicentennial year last Sunday.
It was wonderful.
Tell us all about your experience.
So Barry and I went down. We've gone to, I think, most of the Ish festivals that have been in town, and considering this was a pandemic, it was done very well. I found it well organized. There was music going from two different stages, good music on both stages, the highlight of which I had a little bit of a hint about to show up around 2 o'clock. There was a fiddler on the roof playing Fiddler on the Roof song on the music hall in Cincinnati, and it was amazing. And then after that,
he must have had like a harness on him because to get up on the roof.
I couldn't see that well, but I do have a picture of it.
He must have had something there to hold him because, he
wasn't an angled roof. He was on a flat roof.
Oh, it's a
it
flat
was on
roof.
Flat.
Okay,
and
so
I
got
could,
him on like a flat roof.
The one thing I noticed, there was something up there with him. It was some sort of a screen I could see. But okay. It was very small for me, but I did take a picture of it. And I actually got chills when it was so amazing. And it was such a beautiful, gorgeous day that day. And you saw everybody in the community out there, everybody. You couldn't get to a booth without seeing someone you knew and starting to talk. If I start to name everyone there, right, I'm going to leave somebody out. I mean, of course, I saw YY there.
Oh, okay.
You know, and,
okay,
you know, I saw that. And I saw David Harris.
So how loud was he playing?
He was on speakers. Oh, you could hear him. Yeah,
okay,
you could
okay.
hear him throughout the entire, I mean, the whole okay. place stopped. And everybody was looking up, and then when
this guy playing,
yeah, I'm telling you, I got the hair on my arms raised, and then afterwards there was a flash mob doing an Israeli dance in the middle of the field there, and I saw, of course, we saw Sammy Cantor, almost Rabbi Sammy Cantor was out there with his mom dancing, and I saw, I mean, I don't want to tell how many people I missed, but I saw the Pauls there, I saw the I mean, everybody. We saw everybody.
All your best buddies.
All my best buddies I saw now, went to Lainey and Yair's booth.
Okay, so now did you go, before we get to Ish, let's go. Let's start with the beginning.
Okay.
And the beginning was the rededication of the Chestnut Street Cemetery. Did you go? You went to
I
that?
I didn't go to that part, okay, but okay. I understand from yes, what I understand, yes, because yes. I asked everyone, because it was Sunday morning, you right. know, 10:30 in the morning.
9:30, yeah.
Yeah, a little early on a Sunday
well,
morning.
For me, I'm yeah. up at 8.
Well, that's good for
I'm,
you.
I'm at services at 8 o'clock.
Good for you. In the meantime, this is a 14th month celebration, and it began yes, yes. at that cemetery.
Right, so rededicated cemetery.
And I understand right. they had a klezmer band sort yes, of, and yes, leading yes. them, marching down. And I understand there were people in costume. I read it in the article as yes, well, but yes, I heard it yes, that day too.
Yes.
And I mean, period. What a beautiful
from,
day.
From when it would have, from 1821. The clothes that they would have worn in 1821.
Yeah, it was the Anna Tekva Klezmer Band was playing.
Right.
And they had people dressed in period costumes. Right. And you saw, I guess they saw headstones, one being Rabbi Dov Ber Manischewitz that we've talked right. about, which right. is really not his last name, which we've talked about. They saw Murray Sirzin's good stuff. And of course, let's go back the night before.
Right.
Our own Zachary Ziv was at the Matsuyahu concert.
Concert.
Right. And he said that for Cincinnati Jewish community, it was an amazing amount of people. He said yeah. it was great. He tell us that he did try to interview him. Unfortunately, he probably couldn't get access to him. But isn't that very, very cool? Mm-hmm. And I understand there was local bands playing. And
in the picture on the right, on the bottom of the top.
That's the one of the flash.
That's the flash mob.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we had the kickoff with the rededication.
Yeah.
Period costume, klezmer band. And we have to have a shout out to Mr. Common Sense.
Who was there?
David Harris.
Well, and you know, David Harris is a famous name because on the next page, we're going to talk about another
right,
David
right,
Harris.
Get to another.
But, our Carol wrote a great article. Really,
she did. Carol did really good.
Synopsis and of it. And
so then everybody walked over to the Ish Festival.
Correct.
And the band was playing and everything. And this is first thing in the morning. And then you get to the Ish Festival and there are all these different booths of all the different organizations. And why wasn't the Israelite? The Israelite could have been there.
The Israelite was there. You had Carol Hershenson there.
I know, but no, we could have had people giving out papers and giving out, like, calendars, and, you know, we could have done
you
that.
You should have hired someone to do that.
Well, why weren't you doing it, Julie? That's what we pay you the big money for. All right. Well, that's anyway. So, and then it continued on with the Ish Festival all day long, and everybody had a great time.
They had a great time. It really, it was a lot. It was a beautiful day. I had some food there. I had stuff from Lainey's booth, as I always.
What did you get?
At Lainey and Yair's booth, that's going to be Alma's Cafe, I did right. get muffins. They also had free candy, which I took a piece of free candy from Israel, which was delicious. I understand they had earlier in the day, they had their bagels.
I think Alon's chocolate was there. That's Alon. That's the
chocolate. I bought that chocolate. That's the vegan chocolate because one of my kids loves that vegan chocolate. So I bought some of that too.
It's very, it's really taken off. People keep talking to everybody. I talk about, wow, have you heard about this Alon's chocolate? I'm like, yeah, they advertise with us.
It's very good. It's really good chocolate. I did buy a box of that. I went over then to the food booth. It was Israeli food, but they had a lot of meat. So they had a chickpea snack there, and they also had, I bought some tabbouleh with some hummus and some bread. That was good, too.
Okay.
Barry got a lemonade. You have to eat at a festival. You have to eat.
Right,
but we stopped by every booth. Oh, we also bought from Northern Hills, we bought honey cake.
Oh, okay.
They had some honey cakes, and it was really delicious. Barry's been eating the honey. Because we split the muffins were gone pretty quickly, but the honey cake Barry's been eating every morning for breakfast. It's very, very good. So, you know, we stopped at every booth. There was beautiful art there.
Why was the Israelite?
I don't know. You should have had a booth there, Ted.
Well, we need, so here's
next
a
year
shout
you
out.
Need to have
it's
a
not
booth.
It's 2 years. They do it every other year. So we need a booth there in 2 years from now.
Okay.
See
and if
to
I'm
it.
Still
Set
here,
that
in,
up.
If I'm still
Set
here in
up.
Town, if I'm still here in town, you can hire me to work that booth.
Okay, we'll go. Yeah, we'll work it.
But in the meantime, my old job is still open. You're still looking for a part-time accountant, bookkeeper, office manager.
Well, Judy has kind of semi-retired,
but she can't retire because you can't get anyone to replace her that's as good and honest and.
Well,
great
she,
worker
she
like
comes,
her.
She comes. I fly her in, so she flies in on. Allegiant or whatever, or Frontier, And she's here for like 3 or 4. She visits her family.
Right.
And then she comes in.
Great for both of you.
Yeah. And so she'll be back the end of October. All right. So you want to do American Jewish Committee event honors Dr. Bill Barrett.
Right. So he's a cancer specialist. But in the meantime, there is another David Harris that's very famous. And he's
CEO of the
AJC. Mm-hmm. And so he'll be here. So
yeah.
That's a really great article.
So it's a dinner coming up on Wednesday, October 20th at the Hilton Cincinnati Netherland Plaza Hotel.
Right.
Yeah.
So under community connecting, you know, the calendar,
right.
I noticed something that was kind of unique. On Saturday, October 2nd, that's tomorrow, they're having the Sweet Cheeks Diaper Bank. So it must be you can donate diapers. You know, you don't realize there's certain things that everybody needs. Diapers. Feminine issues, things, and these, sometimes it's hard to get those donated. So this is a great thing, Sweet Cheeks Diaper Bank.
Well, we should have a shout out also to the Holocaust and Humanity Center on their 21st birthday party.
Nice.
Excuse me. That's at the Holocaust and Humanity Center from 5:30 to 7:30.
And now Wise Temple Brotherhood celebrates Sukkot with Cincinnati Hillel, right, but one of the other things I learned about is that Wise Temple Brotherhood, if you buy a sukkah, they'll come and for a small donation help you put it together. So I thought that's a very cool thing. And then we had also the Day of Ish.
Right.
We had the second annual Sukkot food drive. It was at Adith Israel in the morning, and then people could bring canned goods to Ish. That's where what I was supposed to be volunteering for.
Okay, so I can help you also put up a sukkah. I'm pretty good at I took the sukkah down. It takes me about 3 hours, maybe 4 hours to put the sukkah up totally. And about an hour and a half to take it down. So I'm pretty good at putting a sukkah up.
If you
have a sukkah, I'll put it up for you.
I used to take the old swimming
for a small
shelter.
Donation.
Yeah, for a small. I used to take the old swimming thing that we used to shelter.
Didn't you bring one in here last year?
Yes,
you
I had a
portable sukkah.
A portable
that we had
sukkah.
To eat in.
Yeah.
Remember that sukkah? It was
Where is that thing? I brought it to Highland Park for my daughter to use in her backyard.
Okay.
So they can listen to Ravinia in their backyard while they sit in my sukkah, which I'm happy to give to them forever and ever.
Okay.
In the meantime, Catherine Hahn is playing another Jewish role. She is not Jewish. She was raised Catholic. She is married to a Jewish actor named Ethan Sandler. Meantime, she's now playing Joan Rivers. If you remember, in Transparent, she was a rabbi. She plays a great rabbi. She plays great Jewish. She also was Finding Sarah somebody. It was another movie
Finding
she was in.
Sarah Zuckerman or
something,
Zuckerman?
Something. It was really cute. She was in that one. That was a very cute, that was a very cute show. And then again.
Well, you know, she's playing Joan Rivers, and we have our own Joan Rivers here at the Cincinnati, American Israel Cincinnati, favorably known as Pam Sakes.
Pam Sakes.
Yes,
Then my unorthodox life. I cannot believe that this show is renewed for another season because it's like this trash that you can't stop watching.
Like a train wreck.
Yeah. It's a bad car accident. You know, I've been following the last Jew of Afghanistan for a long time.
Right,
you know, he would not give his wife a get for like 20 years.
So Zebulon Simintov
has finally left Afghanistan, and he wants to come to New York. He's going to be a businessman in New York. I don't know what he's been doing in Afghanistan, but he left. He went to Israel, and I'm sure Israel pressured him finally for that get for
his wife. The rabbis said, if you want us to get you out of there in New York, then we want you to give a get to your wife, who is now in Israel with his children, so that she can move on and you can move on too.
Right.
So that happened, and now he's out of Afghanistan.
So I'm glad he's safe, and I'm really glad he gave his wife a get. Now, on national news, this Iron Dome funding thing has been a big deal. I've gotten a lot of emails from my political friends wanting to know what I think, and it actually does a lot of good explaining. So if you're not understanding what's going on with the Iron Dome funding.
Well, they did finally cough up the money, and Israel needs that money to defend itself. I mean, it was basically a political statement more than anything, what they were saying about not supporting them. Wouldn't you agree?
I think
it's more of a political statement than you know, they're going to give them the money.
Well, they had a lot of trouble from the squad, but the good Republicans and the great Jewish Democrats came forward and did the right thing. But anyway, if you have any questions about it, this is a great article. It really explains it well. And then in Los Angeles, they were able to find two of those guys that were trying to run over the woman and the girls that were celebrating Sukkot. And interestingly enough, Label Mangel is again mentioned because, you know, he's the spokesman for Magen Am. So very proud of another Cincinnati Jewish boy done well. And you were said that the Angela Merkel's article on the next page something that you found.
Well, what I find interesting is Angela Merkel has been very good for the Jewish community of Germany.
Yeah.
So the question is, when the next people that come to power, what's going to happen? And we're kind of, it's kind of like holding our breath. It's, hopefully they'll be good to the Jewish community of Germany. I mean, she was very good for the Jewish community.
Yeah. So hopefully the next one will be good too.
Well, let's hope so.
Another article that you mentioned that you were really fond of was Thousands Gather at the Western Wall for Sukkot Priestly Blessing.
Yes. And during for Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot and then Shmini Atzeret and also Simchat Torah, the priests get up on the bima and then they bless everyone during services, and it's really a wonderful thing. We're still to this day being blessed.
Yes.
And it's I like being blessed. I need all the blessings I can get.
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
On page 14, so there's three photographs. I guess it's just two big photographs from the National Library of Israel releases photos of Sukkot during 1973 war. Now, one's in black and white, and then the one below is in color. But there was a series, I don't remember the name, on the TV recently about that war, and I swear this looks like one of the pictures from the TV series.
It might have been pulled from that.
Yeah. So it's very cool.
Well, they've actually, on the top of the vehicle, they've got
they made a sukkah.
Yeah, like sock. Yeah. Like sock on the top.
So you've got a great centerfold this week. You're starting out with the Northern Hills Synagogue holds Bob Alper, and then you've got the Rockdale Rock the Block Shabbat, so that's a great.
So we want to shout out to one of my good buddies John Kobe.
Right.
Who was the president, and I was actually sitting at the bagel shop, and he walked in and said, "You look really familiar." And I said, "I'm Ted Deutsch." And he goes, "Oh, I'm John Kobe," and we started chatting for half an hour.
Yeah,
never met the guy, and he's turns into my best friend.
Nice, that's good. It's good that you're collecting friends.
Yeah.
And then on Shep Englander's farewell party, you've got a lot of great photographs of our community members, including you'll see Danielle Minson, who is the incoming.
She's the interim. Interim. She is currently there.
Right. She is the president, but she's the interim CEO. So great pictures there. And then under one tent, there's a picture of me down in the lower left-hand side with my typical hat on.
Oi.
And, it's a great, great picture.
I'm not saying anything.
Why aren't you in any of these pictures?
Because I'm the one taking the pictures.
Oh.
I'm taking the picture. All right. So... So this week we start with Genesis.
Okay.
And so the other day at Simchas Torah, everybody gets an aliyah, and you finish the last couple chapters, I guess not even like lines, of the Torah, where Moses is taking his leave, and he's talking about the days to come and what will happen to the different tribes. And then you go right to Genesis, so it's circular. It never ends. It's a circular continuum. It's always a continuum. So you finish the Torah, and then you start the Torah right back up again. And I don't know. I like reading Genesis. Genesis I find really interesting, and especially. What they're talking when the beginning and what happens and all this kind of on such and such day and all, I find it just really fascinating. I don't know what you think, but I really like that a lot.
I like to hear the explanations than hearing other. That's why I like that Daf Yomi that I listen to too every day. It's 8 minutes long, and I hear something that I usually learn something.
You probably didn't know, right? It's a little Torah for the day.
Yeah. And it's good. Torah. It's perfect when I'm walking Bella. It's 8 minutes. Just enough time for her and I to be together and for
For her to do her business and rub her butt on the
She doesn't do that. She's a lady.
Oh, she's okay. Well, she was here at the office on the carpeting. That's all I'm saying.
I was taking her to vet that day for a little.
Yeah, while. I know. Uh-huh. Okay, so we are now at From the Pages. And this is from In the Beginning, The Israelitish Institutions of Cincinnati by Samuel Brule. Ladies' Charitable Institutions Continue. This is continued from, I think, from last week, which I wasn't here to read.
Right.
So we'll do this one. The third Jewish Ladies' Institutions in Cincinnati is styled the German Ladies' Relief Society and was established in 1850. Its object is to relieve any destitute person who may appear or be recommended to them as deserving objects of charity. This infant society has about 40 members. They are liberal and willing to give aid in any cause. Its originators were Mrs. B. Simons, Mrs. W. Goldsmith, Mrs. J. Elsis, Mrs. Max Turnauer, and others, and is represented by four ladies. Mrs. M. Turnauer, president.
It's the same Mrs. Max, yes. Right,
Mrs. Sachs, vice president. Mrs. Flora Bettman, secretary. And Mrs. M. Simon, treasurer. And editor's note, this concludes Samuel Brule's The Israelitish Institutions of Cincinnati, which was serialized in the first four issues of The Israelite in July and August of 1854.
Oh, wow. I'm going to miss Samuel Brule's column.
Well, we'll figure out something else from 1854.
Yeah, Carol will have to find something else for us to follow for a long time. That's very cool. Not only that, but kind of it ends.
It closes as the
bicentennial is starting. Yes, so yes, very, yes. Very cool.
Yes.
So let's go straight to 125 years ago for the ladies' column. This luscious fruit, the peach, is relished by almost everybody in whatever form it may appear. The unusual manner of cooking peaches is canning, preserving, or pickling for winter use. But the fruit may be prepared also in many other delicious ways, each one seeming more acceptable than the others. The skin of the peach is very unwholesome cooked or in the natural state, but should always be removed. So I have to tell an interesting story. When I was a kid, my mother came home with these beautiful peaches, and they had a really nice soft fuzz on them. And my mother says, whatever you do, don't rub them on your face.
Right.
So what did
I do? What do you do? You rub them on your face.
I rubbed it. You get like these little pricklers in your face that actually hurt.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you, yes, the skin should not.
Don't rub the peach on your face.
No matter how soft it looks, it's really not soft. So you should definitely wash it and get rid of that stuff.
Okay.
And then Carol picked out another really good story.
Interesting.
Yeah, we've got two of them here that are really good under 125 years. Mr. Adolf Loeb, son of Mr. L. Loeb, sailed on the steamer Havel for Europe, where he intends to enter the Royal High School of Music in Berlin. Mr. Loeb is a promising young musician. He studied in Chicago under Professor Jacobson and has received both the gold and diamond medals. Mr. Loeb took part last winter in the symphony and chamber concerts as first violin. He intends to pursue his studies in Berlin for the next 3 years. And the editor's note, the editor being Carol Hershenson, Adolf Loeb is listed as a second violinist in the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra in the yearbook of 1906-1907. So super cool.
This is 1896. This is 10 years later, so he went over there and came back and became the second violinist.
Yeah, back then, of course, classical music was the thing, and they had some other music, some locals, some young style music. I wonder if some of these people that were really into the classics would have then been rock and roll stars back then or today. Yeah, definitely,
because that was like, the
that
thing.
Was the that rock was, and roll, right, but they right, still had, I mean, let's right. think about it. They did have music. They had music all the time, fun music and bouncy music.
They didn't have like, so you're thinking of like pops, like Cincinnati pops.
But they did have music, you could
Right, but it wasn't as, it was more regimented. It wasn't as, well, free. It wasn't freestyle.
Well, by this time they were probably already doing, square dancing and things like that in the country, United States with violins and up in Appalachia. Mm-hmm. You were also fascinated with the next article.
Yeah, David J. Solomon of Bombay, India, arrived in the city Monday evening for the purpose of attending the Hebrew Union College. He is one of the B'nai Israel who settled in India many centuries ago or were in some cases native converts. He is the first to come to this country. This is October 1, 1890. So he actually came here to study to become a rabbi.
Right. Very cool.
Interesting.
So 100 years ago, a plea for the starving Jewish war orphans in Europe and Palestine was made Tuesday at the meeting in the Avondale Public Library. Miss Jessie Bogan, who has just returned from overseas, was the principal speaker. Arrangements have been made whereby Cincinnatians desiring to adopt war orphans can do so, but no drive will be made here as the Joint Distribution Committee participates in the community chest.
So they're going to wait till that's done and then do theirs. It's kind of like, that's like nowadays would be a United Way.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So 50 years ago, Mr. and Mrs. Reuben Slavin of 7325 Elbrook Drive proudly announced the forthcoming bar mitzvah of their son, Randy Todd Slavin, on Saturday, October 1 at 9 a.m. at Congregation of Shalom Section Road. Wait a minute. Are you ready for this? Wait, hold on. Drum roll. Relatives and friends are cordially invited to worship with the family and attend the Kiddush following services.
Do you think you went to that one?
Probably. This is Randy Slavin, who's an attorney here in Cincinnati, who also went to Walnut Hills, was in my class, and we want to shout out to him on his bar mitzvah.
Yeah. Congratulations, Randy, on being 63 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so, and this is, I don't remember this gentleman, but, you know, it's going to be just my memory. Mr. and Mrs. Harold Sater, 988 Springbrook Drive, take great pleasure in announcing the forthcoming bar mitzvah of their son, Neil Stephen Sater, on Saturday, October 2nd at 11 a.m. in the chapel of the Hebrew Union College. Friends are cordially invited to worship with the family and attend the Kiddush following services. We love those Kiddushes, don't we?
Yeah.
Now, see, we should have a shout out. Who's got the best Kiddush right now in Cincinnati?
You're the one that Kiddush hops.
I do Kiddush hopper. Yeah, I'm a big Kiddush hopper.
You're a big Kiddush hopper. I don't go unless it's a bar mitzvah or there's a
Well, you'd be masked anyway and probably have gloves on.
That's right. I'm not getting this COVID.
You probably already had it anyway.
Anyway, right. 25 years ago, which one would you like to start with?
You want to do this? You want to do the second one or the first one?
You start. Which one you'd like to start with?
I'll do the second one.
Okay.
All right. The building is located in a prime development area. There is no plumbing nor heat, minimal electricity, and essentially nothing which would reveal to the casual observer its history as the oldest existing synagogue building west of the Alleghenies. Yet, the Shirith Israel Synagogue building sits in Ruth Lyons Lane near the corner of 7th and Walnut Streets across from the Aronoff Center, awaiting the decision that will determine whether it will become fodder for the wrecking ball of progress and development or restored to its former grandeur as a crown jewel of the Cincinnati Jewish community. And, excuse me, editor's note, the building was converted into condominiums. Okay, so now it's condominiums. From 1860 to 1882, it had housed an Orthodox congregation. So when I worked downtown, I used to walk by that place, and so they kept the structure of it, and they dug below it and dug out all this, you know, the stuff that was in there and put in a garage.
Oh, cool.
And so there's doors on the back end, and they go in, they drive down, but they had to get all that dirt out of there to begin with.
That's very
beautiful. Now it's condominiums. It's right behind, like in that alleyway that you walk through. I don't know if you know where that is. It's kind of like it's where the wheel restaurant was, kind of like that one right there. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So also 25 years ago, Beverly Shapiro and Susie Zipkin will serve as chairmen, it should say just here, women.
Chairwoman, yeah.
Of the women's 1-99 division, and Pam Myers will be on the committee for this division, announced Kim Hyman and Leslie Newman. The 1997 Jewish Federation campaign co-chairman of the Women's Campaign. And all these people are still involved in our Jewish community. It's right. Very, very cool.
Right.
And then the next one, the Solzhenitsyn Group of Hadassah will launch its season with a fall membership event on Monday, October 14th at 1:30 at Twilliger's Lodge, 10530 Deerfield Road, Montgomery. I bet I was there. They had Speaker Laura Pilfer.
Twilliger's Lodge.
Yeah.
That's like a...
it's a condominiums, like a party room.
Right.
Yeah, and they had a guest speaker, Laura Pulfer, from the Cincinnati Inquirer. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I bet I was there.
Okay. Okay.
And then here's one of those thank you notes. To all of my doctors, nurses, and the emergency room teams at Jewish Hospital, Avondale, and Jewish Hospital, Kenwood, all the rabbis, members of the congregation, all those who were concerned about my well-being, and all those who made Misha Berach prayers for my recovery, may you all be blessed. I wish you a happy new year and a happy festival, Rabbi Avraham Avnit.
Yep.
You know, I'm wondering when I'm going to see Barry's name on those thank yous, because when we first moved here, they were so prominent in the Israelite, and I would see Barry's name in there all the time.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. All right, so.
Well, this week they're talking about Walt's Hitching Post. You know, if you want to get a minion, you go to Walt's Hitching Post. Absolutely. And then we've got two of our columnists. Richard Katz has some
stuff. Bits and pieces, a few memories.
See in football games. And then we have Faith of the Founding Fathers and the Myth of the Christian America, Part 1 by Daniel J. Hoffheimer.
This is actually very fascinating, and I have to give a tip of the hat to Dan Hoffheimer, who does an excellent job, besides all his other many duties at being a partner at Taft, Stennis, Hollister. This is like his part-time job of studying history and writing about history for the American Israelite. He does an amazing job. And this is the first of, I think, eight. But this is, it's really fantastic that he goes and he researches all this information, and he does a wonderful job, and we don't give him enough credit, because he does a fantastic job on this. People should actually read this. It's on page 25 this week, and then it'll be continuing on every week from till it concludes. But it's fascinating information about the founding of America. And United States.
It's going to be a good series when it's all done.
Yes.
Very, very good on his research. So, interestingly, on our obituaries page, there is a story about Mervyn Taylor, Ireland's first Jewish cabinet minister, dies at 89. And I actually have, when the Maccabi games used to come through here through the JCC, I had a young boy from Belfast, Ireland, named Neil Taylor.
Really?
And I'm still in contact with him. He is a PhD now. He's got, I think, two or three little boys, and his mother, Gail Taylor. They have since moved to London. But I actually sent her a message when I read this, and I said, are you related to them? You have the same name, and you're from Belfast. She said, no, but this Mervyn Taylor was a wonderful man, and he was really helpful to the community of Belfast and to all of Ireland when he was involved. So, So kudos to Mr. Mervyn Taylor, Ireland's first Jewish cabinet minister.
All right. And also Ida Nudel, Soviet Jewish activist and refusenik, dies in Israel at 90 also.
And that's an interesting story. So for 16 years, she was trying to get out of the Soviet Union.
Right.
She was even put in exile in Siberia for a while because she put a sign up out her thing. And then she ended up getting released, and she lived out her life in Israel for like the last 30 years, 37 years or so. So kudos to her.
Okay. In death notices, Esther Nemuyal, M-O-U-Y-A-L, Muyal, Shite. Esther Shite Nemuyal, age 87, September 21, 2021, 15 Tishrei, 5782.
And then this one's especially near and dear to my heart. It's Barak, kind of his friendly name was Bill Hoffman, age 96, September 20th, 2021, the 14th of Tishrei, 5782. So he is the father of my dear friend Tova Singer and her husband Lenny Singer, and she has a brother Leo, and there's a lot of grandchildren involved and great-grandchildren. And I knew Bill. He was wonderful. One time he came for a visit to Tova, and He came to our house for dinner, and then within a week, Barry had a suit that he had made for Barry just by measuring him. He insisted on making Barry a suit. He was a tailor, and
really?
The suit fit to a T. It was incredible.
Are you serious?
Yeah, incredibly talented.
Wow.
And a wonderful man and a good father.
Is
and
he still wearing that suit?
We have the suit, yeah.
Suit,
good
yeah.
father, good grandfather, and good great-grandfather.
All right. So,
may their memories be for a blessing.
This will be in next week, but I did want to bring it up. Morris Zucker passed away at age 83, and he passed away... 73. And he passed away on, the 27th, which was about 3-4 days ago,
mm-hmm.
Monday or Tuesday. And he ran, he brought a Rascal's Deli.
Correct.
Which is now Blue Ass Chili in that strip
Correct.
Center.
Yes.
Which was then Shapiro's.
Shapiro's.
First it was Rascal's, then it became Shapiro's, now it's Blue Ash Deli.
When I used to sell my Holland Babka there.
Okay. Did you sell a lot of it? Or
Yeah, I did. Yeah, people would come in and buy it. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So he was a friend of all of us.
Everyone knew him, and his kids went to Yavna.
And, it's sad. He was a young man at 73. He's not that old.
No.
All right, so...
May their memories be for a blessing.
Thank you. That was very appropriate. All right, so we have a couple of bad jokes of the week. Since I haven't done a joke in the week for a while, I have to do a couple, so I'll do two of them. And this is from The Best of American Jewish Humor by Henry D. Spaulding. The rabbi was being considered for a position in a large synagogue. "Do you have any difficulty making a decision?" asked a member of the synagogue. "Well," replied the rabbi, "sometimes yes, sometimes no." Wait a minute. And our second one is from Old Jews Telling Jokes by Sam Hoffman with Eric Spiegelman, joke by Lawrence Goldberg. Two beggars were sitting outside the Tivoli Fountain in Rome. One beggar had his hat in front of him decorated with a crucifix. The other had his hat in front of him, his with a Star of David. People are walking by, and they're all putting their donations into the hat with the crucifix. A priest walks by, and he sees the two of them sitting there, and he says, "My good man, this is a Catholic city. No one's going to put money in a hat with a Star of David. As a matter of fact, most Catholics and Christians in this city will probably donate extra to the hat with the crucifix." The beggar with the Star of David turns to the other and says, "Moshe, look who's trying to tell the Cohen brothers about marketing."
Uh-huh.
All right. So one thing we did remember to say is, you know, about 2 weeks ago, we had an insert into the paper, and it was the whole bicentennial insert.
Pamphlet, yes.
Pamphlet. And it talks all about... who the sponsors are. Of course, the American Israel List as a sponsor, everybody else is a sponsor, and then also the different events that are coming up during the year, and also it's interspersed with historic events. And hopefully everybody got one of these, but we have a couple extras, some leftovers. If anybody needs one, please contact us. We'll get you one. But one thing that is missing from this is in 1854, the American Israelite newspaper was founded here in Cincinnati, Ohio, by that gentleman right there up on the wall.
Who is that gentleman?
That would be Rabbi Isaac Merowise. And we are now the oldest
English language
Jewish newspaper in America.
It has survived.
It has survived to this day, weekly,
right.
Weekly, forever. So that's... We have to, you know, pat ourselves on the back. Have a little rock. Yeah, we needed that. Okay.
Well next week we hope we return in good health and that I don't get that cough that you've been persisting with during this entire podcast. Yeah. I don't want to sound like that because that's
sound like you swallowed a hairball.
Yeah. And I wish you good health. And
yeah, everybody should have good health. I mean, something's going around right now. I don't know
COVID.
If it's this thing or it's not just COVID. It's kind of like a head
get
cold.
Get your boosters.
Kind of
Get your booster.
Yeah, I'm
shots.
Getting. I gotta go get the. Well, see, once now I wanted to get past being sick, so right. I'm back to like normal. Now I'm gonna go get the booster shot.
I had my flu shot already too.
I usually wait till Halloween, around Halloween, the end of October, maybe Thanksgiving. So I'll have to do that. Get the booster and the. Can you get both of them at the same time?
No.
You do a separate.
Yes.
A couple weeks
you
apart.
You probably have to do it apart, but yeah, you don't do them at the same time.
Okay. All right. So I'll get the booster first, then the flu shot too. Yeah. So okay. All right, well, we're signing off for another...
Shavua Tov.
And Happy
Shana Tova one more time. And
Happy New Year and have a great Shabbos.
And the next holiday is Hanukkah.
That's not for a while. We got plenty of stuff to do between now and then.
The big Hanukkah issue. I'm going to hear about that.
I'm going to hear about that. Yes. All right.
Thank you for listening. Thank you to Melissa. Thank you to Carol. Thank you to Zachary. Everybody who works on...
Thank you to our listeners.
Yes, and thank you to everyone who makes this possible.
Okay. Over and out.